This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter September wheat is 613, down 6 3/4. December, 626.5, down 7 3/4. Soft September wheat, 542 3/4, now a half, down 8 3/4. December, 554, down 9 1/2. September corn, 363 1/2, down 2 1/4. December, 374 1/2, down 2 1/2. March, 387 3/4, down 2 1/2, now down 3 1/4. And July at 402 3/4, down 2 3/4. September soybeans, 1108 1/2, up 6. November, 1051 3/4, down 1/4. July, 1080 3/4, down 1. September soybean meal, 388.10, down 20 cents. October, 356.40, down 150. September soybean oil, 33.14, up 27. October, 33.23, up 28. August live cattle, 150.47 1/2, down 12 1/2. August feeders, 216.77 1/2, down 45. And October lean hogs, 94.17 1/2, they're down 77 1/2.
Support for this market report comes from Country Financial, providing generations of Central Illinois farmers with crop hail insurance programs for individual producers, immediate family member, or tenant-landlord relationships. More information is available from your local Country Financial representative or at country-crop.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, overnight, corn had built on the numbers that we saw last week with a little bit of a higher tilt to it, but it's given up its gains in the open session.
Yeah, just basically followed through buying on ideas that acreage could be adjusted here down the road as much as 1 to 2 million acres less in corn, 400 to 600,000 fewer acres in beans is the potential. Maybe, and that has given the market, support there Friday and overnight. And, then plus two, you take the northeastern part of Iowa, northern Illinois, just continue to miss some of these rain events. Better chance as we go through the week here, but we've had that better chance in the forecast for some time. And guys are finding that, this 250 to 280 is not there, and we're close to, 210 to 220 versus, that upper end. So, the market's priced, a little smaller number in through here. I did the crops, not getting any bigger. It's just trying to maintain itself here, Dave.
And the Pro Farmer Tour is out beginning to scout fields, and if you want to get some tweets from them, you can get that on our website. We've got it up there at wiolag.org. And early results seem to be mixed, actually, and they're not the ones in, at least the ones out there in Ohio, seem to be a little bit less than they were last year.
Yeah, it's a one of those good weeks of the year that I look forward to get the overall general observation to confirm what we've been hearing and even seeing on the social media here from last spring till now. So it's going to be exciting to see what the results are from this crop tour. It's kind of an indicator we use to give us some direction or confirmation on what's going on in the countryside. So looking forward to what we hear from there.
So if the crop tour comes back at the end of the week and says, USDA got it right, 167 and a little bit, with some potential if there is some rain to finish for some slightly higher number, might we see the lows that we made last week be the lows for the fall?
Could very well. The thing that I'm picking up and that I know is that there's some very, very large hedge funds who were bound and determined that the yield is going to be 177. And they are humongous shorts in the marketplace. They're going through the process of covering those short positions with the realization that they made some humongous profits being short the market on the downside through here, and that their forecast of 177 bushels the acre for the national yield is way too high, according to what they're finding in through here. So that's going to give the market support with the lack of producer selling. So we very well could be carving out a low. I don't know if it's going to just go straight up from here, but it's just going to take some time in through here. So the function of the market now is to trade the size of the crop.
There was some talk last week from the technical standpoint on soybeans that the market was close to breaking and maybe making another leg down, but that hasn't come that past either. And in fact, soybeans have pretty much clawed up back into the middle of the range that we've been trading for the better part of 6 weeks.
That bean market's been tough. It's been bearish ever since clear back last winter. I know a lot of services tried selling the market and trying to get it go down. It just won't go down. It just seems to continue to find support underneath the marketplace. The beans are in a situation here that they could still benefit some rain, and the beans will start to focus on, the southern hemisphere later on this fall and through here. But beans continue to defy the law of gravity and continue to hold there in place. And, two, we're seeing the spread activity continue to be a popular type of trade throughout the traders, buying beans, selling corn, buying beans, selling wheat. It's very obvious that that spread is going to remain somewhat popular as we go into this fall.
It looks like buying beans and selling wheat has been today's modus operandi.
Yeah, there's guys that get on that. What people do not realize is that these managed funds use some money management tactics, and one money management tactic they use is the spread. It's not always 100%, but it's one way to be in the marketplace and sort of cover some of that risk exposure.
So going forward, what should we look as the features on the balance of the week beyond the tour? I guess weather, and it's been spotty.
Yeah, we'll see how this moisture forecast unfolds in through here, but I think we're kind of in a sideways trading range. I think the most popular thing to do is try to take a little out of the middle in through here. As a producer, you got to use these balances to kind of get caught up, because we're not going to see this market move substantially higher unless we run into some concerns in the southern hemisphere this winter.
Are commercials beginning to come to the table?
Well, they kind of got their hands in their pocket right now from the point that there's not been a whole lot of producers selling. I mean, there's been some sporadic selling. They see a large crop coming, so there's really no reason to get too excited here. The main commercial talk is rail transportation being tied up, but when you look at the buyer, not necessarily commercial, but when you look at the buyer side of the equation, they'll welcome breaks in here to get some inventory bought at some lower levels.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
Very good. Take care.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter September wheat is 615, down 4 3/4. December, 628 3/4, down 5 1/2. Soft September wheat, 544, down 7 1/4. December, 555 1/4, down 8 1/4. September corn, 364, down 1 3/4. December, 374 3/4, down 2 1/4. July, 403 1/4, down 2 1/4. September soybeans, 11 13 3/4, now 14, up 11 1/2. November, 10 53 3/4, up 1 3/4. January, 10 61 3/4, up 3/4. July, 10 83 1/2, up 1 3/4. September soybean meal, 389 50, up 120. September soybean oil, 33.13, up 26. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.